For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison. The new downtown route for Como Connect began today, with the rest of the new system set to launch August 4th. The downtown route, the Red Line, replaces the 107 Fastcat route for Columbia Transit. Dorothy Vetter waited to ride the new bus and was pleased with the outcome.
Well, it goes to most of the places that everyone needs to get to. It goes by all of the hospitals, and I think it's going to be a good route.
There are 11 new routes for Columbia's new transit system. New bus signs offer a stop number as well as other buses that serve that location. All new rides are free during the month of August. Using the Double Map bus tracking app, people can track the location of the bus as well as the route. President Barack Obama says the House GOP's vote to file a lawsuit against him is taking away from time that they could be spending on issues that are important to the American people. Obama is calling the lawsuit accusing him of exceeding his powers in enforcing his health care law a political stunt. He says the only reason he's taking action on his own is because Congress isn't doing anything to help him. A party-line vote on pursuing the lawsuit is expected when the House takes up the measure Wednesday afternoon. Obama took a sharply partisan tone in his remarks ahead of the vote, saying Republicans should, quote, stop just hating all the time, end quote. He says he knows they're not happy that he's president, but says they only have a few years left until they can be mad at the next president. United States legislators passed a measure that aims to aid children in Missouri. United States Senator Roy Blunt says the passage of federal legislation should provide assistance to Missouri senators that aid child victims of violent crimes. The legislation, co-sponsored by Blunt, reauthorizes a federal law that provides funding to children's advocacy centers, which conduct forensic interviews of children who have been the victims of abuse. The interviews can be used in court, and Blunt said that Missouri has 22 children's advocacy centers serving about 7,000 children each year. The federal legislation passed the Senate in June and cleared the House earlier this week. It now goes to President Barack Obama. The Columbia Police Department is warning that scammers are posing as representatives from the IRS or from Ameren, Missouri, in an attempt to get people to quickly send them money. Police say the scammers have told residents that they had outstanding warrants for sending money overseas and that the IRS is investigating, or that their Ameren, Missouri account was delinquent and that their power would be shut off. Some have even been threatened with jail time. The residents were told that if they handed over cash or a prepaid money card, then their problems would go away. Columbia police say that if you're ever solicited in this way, they would like you to contact them, and Ameren, Missouri says it will never contact customers by phone or show up at your door regarding a disconnect notice. That notification comes by mail on official letterhead. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison.